This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh.
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like, it doesn't make sense.
Is DC Comics out of season?
DC Comics is not out of season, surprisingly enough.
Just curious. There's a lot of things out of season, apparently. So.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it could be the Superman books might be out of season.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see. Speaking of, because I have rabbit holes to go down, because you know me. I could just be walking to my car to go to work, and I start thinking of rabbit holes to go down.
Yeah.
But we were talking today, and you're actually going to get blank covers. The digital guy's actually going to get blank covers of Action 1000.
Yes. Yeah. I do. I mean, normally every year before I go to New York Comic Con, I'll go. And I mean, it's weird. It seems like it started off with like the smaller publisher. Like Valiant always had blank covers.
Right. Yeah.
And it didn't really seem like the other companies, at least I didn't notice them as much. But I mean, now you go to New York and there's like all the DC stuff, Marvel stuff, like everything's got them. So, but I was thinking, you know, it would be kind of cool to get a bunch of the Action 1000 covers so that I can get a bunch of Superman sketches by, you know, any number of people.
Right. So that was my question. I know I joked around about it on our Discord chat or whatever.
Yeah.
So whether you get 5 or 10 or what, however many you get, are you going to get artists that you like or artists that have been on, or try to get artists that have been on Superman?
I mean, probably a combination of the both.
Okay.
I'm not going to specifically seek out people that drew Superman that I'm not a fan of.
Okay.
You know, because why would I? It's not like I would want something that I'm not happy with hanging up in my house.
Well, yeah, I get it. I just meant, like, was there people that have drawn Superman that you're fond of, that you'd want a sketch cover from, that wouldn't be ridiculous or still alive for that matter?
Well, to be honest with you, one that I would love, 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 love to get, because I really enjoyed what he did with the new 52 Batman Superman series, was Jay Lee.
Okay. Yeah.
That dude's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I would love to get a cover, you know, done by him. So he would be someone that's on my list. You know, Brent Peoples, I know you said he does the new Superman, but I think I'd like him to do like a regular Superman.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause he's awesome. And I always, you know me, I always like the Valiant guys.
Yeah.
But besides that, I mean, I'm really kind of up in the air. It's just people, you know, I'll look and see who's going to be at probably New York, or if I go to another convention, see who's going to be around and see what I can work out with people I enjoy. You know,
like what the dude was, it Exermanico, right?
Who?
Monaco, the dude that does Injustice.
Oh yeah, I forget his name. Yeah. You know, I mean, to be honest, there's so many people that have done such a great job with Superman over the years, and I mean, even if it wasn't someone that did Superman, I mean, you know, how cool would it be to have like a Miko Superman cover?
Yeah. Exactly. You know? Or Hester, or Yzma, even.
Yeah. Yeah, he did my Grayson cover for me. I had him do an old school Nightwing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was saying something about being such a huge fan of the Titans. And I was like, well, that ices it. Yeah. Like, you're going to be the guy that does my cover.
Yeah. And see, and that's like, I know we talked a lot of Kent last episode, but like when I got Martin's Ninjak blank, and it was Ninjak with Batman in the background.
Oh yeah,
like it was different for Matt to do And so,
yeah.
Instead of the same old stuff. And so I know that, or something that they're into. So,
yeah. Heck, I would get a Jeff Lemire Superman.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Sweet Tooth Superman.
Or even like Jonathan Kent.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So are you going to order those online, or are you going to stop in and get them?
I'm still trying to figure that out. I mean, I was looking online. It seems like they're about a dollar or two cheaper. So I got to see if I can find somewhere that has, if you buy X amount, there's a discount. Mm-hmm. Because that would probably sway me. Also, I don't know how many my shop is going to get.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, normally they'll get, you know, at least a handful. So I would have to get there, I guess, early enough on Wednesday to pick them up. But if they are, it looks like it's a $7.99 cover, right?
For the blank?
I think for all of Action 1000. Well, I think it's an $8 book.
Well, see, that's what I was going to tell you, is that Midtown online, or at least
in the app, like, it's like $6.75.
But like cover A and cover B is only like $2.65.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because that got me down the first rabbit hole. Because, you know, you're like straight digital most of the time.
Yeah, if there's a variant that I really like, I'll pick some up.
Right, right. But like for me, you know, there's only select floppies that I still get, and then the rest is digital. So like my rabbit hole was like, oh, I really like that cover. And then, oh, there's a 1950s one that looks really cool. Oh, there's a 1960s that look really cool. All the way up till 2000. But yeah, for most of them, they're like $6.95, but they're like A, B, and C, I think, are only like $2.65. So when you asked that earlier, I was like, really? Are you talking just about the blank, you know, because it's a variant? Or
yeah, no, just...
Because I saw it, and they're only like $2.65, so... So Ronnie pretty much got every cover. And five blanks.
Yeah, I'm at least going to get five blanks, because I think that's a good enough, you know, starting point.
Right.
But then I started thinking that my friend, usually when I go and pick up a bunch of stuff,
right,
I'll get, you know, because I was at the shop, I picked up the Walking Dead 150, maybe,
yeah.
Blank cover for him. I think maybe the 100 blank cover. There's an Invincible one I grabbed for him. Can't remember if I got him anything else, but you know, normally I'll pick up a couple things, and he is like possibly the biggest Superman fan that I know. So I'm sure he would want a bunch of these to get done.
Right. Right.
In fact, I am actually going to be a groomsman at his wedding, and he asked me by mailing me a set of Green Lantern socks, asking me to be a groomsman in his wedding. And when I called him up to tell him, you know, heck yes, I was like, does this mean that I'm wearing the Green Lantern socks? And he goes, yes. I was like, does this mean I'm also wearing a Green Lantern themed tuxedo because I'm game? And he said, no, it would probably be a shirt, but he also has, tie clips and cufflinks.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, heck yeah. He's like, yeah, I couldn't decide if I was going to give you Green Lantern or Flash. And I was like, dude, I'm okay with whatever. So because obviously he's going to be Superman.
Right.
His brother, who is the best man, is going to be Batman. And then he has Green Lantern, Flash, and I think Aquaman as the three of us.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. And my youngest is actually going to be the ring bearer. And he asked him by sending him a Superman bear.
That's cool.
You know, stuffed animal.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to be dressed as something. I'm hoping Robin, because that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Or Superboy.
Yeah, or Superboy. That's true.
Because, you know, he's the ring bearer.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So
most of the time they'll let him dress like the groom. They'll let him just wear a black Superman t-shirt and blue jeans. Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, getting back to the action thing, I think he probably would want some, which is why I'm thinking of bumping what I get up to 10 covers, so I could give him at least three, and then I'd have seven, which I guess would be okay.
Yeah.
So.
And for me, it's almost out of con season, because I already went to Kansas City, I already went to C2E2.
Right.
But, Skull and Bones doing one in Springfield called Cape Con that has a lot of the Missouri artists.
And, like local, yeah.
Yeah, so like Kyle Stram is going to be there.
Okay.
Or Strahd, I think. He does, I can't think of the damn book now. It's really good, though. Him and Jeremy Hanna do it. And it starts with an S. But anyways, I was going to have him do there because I only got one commission at C2E2, and that was Terry Moore.
Right.
The Animosity one, which is low for me because I didn't get any at Kansas City, and usually I get like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So I didn't even actually take blanks with me this time.
Yeah, you know what? This year, I didn't go trying to get anything in New York, but I happened across the Valiant booth when who was it? Miko and who was it? I guess Paolo Rivera were both up there.
Okay.
And Miko, I always have covers with me just in case.
Right, right.
And I had Paolo do an Eternal Warrior and had Miko do a Shadow Man for me.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, it was weird. Like my friend's like, "Oh, you have nothing set up this year?" I'm like, "No, it's the first year in ages that I've gone without, you know, like Thursday morning having to run into Artist Alley and like drop off covers for somebody or something to pick them up Sunday afternoon."
Right.
So
this year, are you going?
Yeah. I mean, this year, if I get the action stuff, I'm going to, once I find out that I definitely have tickets, you know, immediately I'll start contacting artists and figure out what my budget's going to be.
Have Rafer to go Superman.
I could. He'll be there. I don't know if he's tabling this year.
Yeah, I don't know either. But his Dark Horse book will be out by then.
Yeah, but I think he said he wasn't going to necessarily have a table in Artist Alley.
Oh, yeah.
That he might just kind of do a couple booth signings and just hang out and wander the show.
Yeah. So that was one rabbit hole, was the Action 1000. And then I stumbled across, you know, the 10 different covers.
Are there only 10 covers?
No, I'm pretty sure there's more than that, but...
I mean, I know that there's all, like, the store exclusives.
Yeah.
And, you know, and stuff like that.
Midtown has one, and then they have the Midtown Sketch exclusive, and then they have the Midtown Virgin exclusive, and yeah. So, I think last I looked was A through J, I think.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, 1,000 issues of a comic book is, it's a pretty big deal. You know, I'm curious if they're going to do the same thing with Detective.
I hope so, dude.
You know, I mean, I guess we're 2 years away.
Yeah.
They're at, what, 976?
Yeah.
Something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if they still double ship it, we got at least another year.
Yeah, right.
So.
But, yeah. So, I went, started my eBay thing again.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about this before.
Yeah. But I did get some.
Okay. You actually got the first issue of Shazam?
Yeah, for $12, I think.
Nice.
That's shipped, by the way. And it was a 7.0, or at least that's what it said in the pictures. Like, I had him send me additional pictures. But, I mean, if for $12, you know, I'm not expecting.
Is it like an actual graded copy?
No.
Oh, okay. So he basically just made up a number?
Yeah, he basically made up a number. And then,
so it's like a 2.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted additional pictures.
Right. But,
I mean, $12. Yeah, I think it was $4 shipping as actual. So
yeah, that's not bad. I mean, to be honest, at this point, because I'm not in the full-on collector mode that, you know, I was when I was younger and everything came polybagged with cards and different stuff, and you're just like, well, I'm going to have to buy 7 copies of this, so I have one to read, I have one I can keep the card, and then the rest I'll keep bagged, never touched by human hands.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't want a CG copy of anything.
Yeah. I mean, if there are books like the first Shazam or something like that, if there's something I'd really want, I don't care if it's not in fantastic shape. I'd like to just have it to read.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And see, and I did this because there was like madness to my chaos or to my rabbit hole, I guess. Because I saw how most things comic related, like when the movie comes out, like,
oh yeah, they all jump.
Yeah. And I've been eyeing Shazam number one for months now.
Right.
Because like, instead of, you know, spending, cause I, like I said, I only get certain floppies now.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of spending so much on floppies, then, well, I mean, spend on...
No, digital's all free, man.
But, like...
Don't worry about it.
So, there was two that I haven't pulled the trigger on that I'm gonna pull the trigger on. Well, I pulled the trigger on Shazam just because it's cheap as hell right now.
Okay.
And I can upgrade later if it blows up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the other one was Swamp Thing, where first appearance of Constantine.
Ah, okay.
And it's right around like $60 to $75 for like 7 or higher.
Okay.
So, and that those two have been like what I've been like focused on or watch a lot, and I probably will pull the trigger on this Swamp Thing one. So by the end of this week, it'll probably be mine as well.
Nice. So when you do your eBay hunting, I mean, obviously you start with, oh, I would like to get this comic, yeah, you know, or I'd like to get, you know, early whatever. From there, once you find what's there, do you start looking at the, you know, because you like this, you might like this kind of suggestions and just completely lose your mind?
Well, sometimes people don't know how to spell. So when they don't spell Constantine right, people usually spell Constantine right. So when they look, then, you know, all of these different ones pop up.
Right.
But if you look and you spell it wrong on purpose, then other ones pop up. But then, like, in that same grid is, like, oh, first appearance of Justice League Dark team. Or,
right.
And then it snowballs, and I go down a further rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So.
It's funny, because my wife and I were actually talking about eBay the other day. Because I guess there was something where, I don't know if a bunch of accounts became, like, compromised or something. But my wife was like, oh, I had to redo my whole eBay account. I was like, oh, I didn't realize that you ever used eBay for anything. And she's like, yeah, like occasionally I'll get stuff for like the kids or whatever. And I was like, you know, I haven't been on eBay in ages. The last time, it was probably a couple Comic-Cons ago when I was at, you know, going around shops trying to find specific blank covers.
Right.
And I couldn't find them. So I was like, ah, to eBay it is. And I found, you know, like relatively cheap. It was like $5 and like $2 to ship it.
Right.
I was like, yeah, all right, I'll pay that, and it's not a big deal. Find them at the con, they'd be $10 or $20 anyway. But then I started thinking about it, and she's like, oh, you know, how often do you go on there? I'm like, man, if I go on there, it's just, like you said, it's just a rabbit hole of,
yeah,
oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. I'm like, and then next thing I know, I'm like looking at, you know, my list of stuff that I'm watching or, you know, yeah, looking. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm about to spend like $400.
Yeah, exactly. And like for me, it... Yeah, like for example, Chris and Martin did the collecting side on I Am Gotham by Geeks, right?
Okay.
So they were talking about key Batman issues or whatever, like first appearance of Ivy is Martin's one that he's hunting right now.
Okay.
But then, like, you have on the flip side of that, you have like Dennis and like I think it's... he said it like 600 times this last weekend, but like I think it's like 227 or 224, somewhere around there. Okay. Isn't really like a first appearance of anybody, but the cover is just like an iconic cover.
Okay.
It's like a swampy scene, and like Batman's like a silhouette in like the top right corner. I know Chris and Martin are listening and yelling in their car right now. The number, but so like I'd go down the Batman rabbit hole, but I know like Riddler and Joker and Ivy and, you know, the main villains are untouchable.
Yeah.
You know, unless I hit the lotto or I have a uncle that's a prince overseas that sends me $2,000 or whatever. But like, you know, so I'd go and look for first appearance of Kite Man or the Eraser or something like that.
Yeah.
And like those covers are just fun and awesome anyways.
Yeah, I mean, that if I were to start hunting stuff, that would be what it would be. It would be like, let's pick just like obscure villains or something that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
You know, and let's see, you know, let's see if I can get either, not necessarily first appearances, but, you know, like in the 80s, 70s, 80s, like all the covers used to be, you know, like dialogue boxes and like little scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
See if I could find fun, you know, fun covers or something like that.
Yeah. Like, for example, the two floppies that I still get, it's Amazing Spider-Man and Batman.
Okay.
Right. So I still get...
I was unaware there was an Amazing Spider-Man and Batman comic going on right now.
Those are the two, sir. So you have Amazing Spider-Man and then Batman. And then everything else is basically... Well, I get detectives and floppy. But so, like, for Amazing Spider-Man, it's the same thing. Like, same rabbit hole. Like, first appearance of Doc Ock or Norman or even Ned Leeds as Hobgoblin is pretty much untouchable, right? But for me, the first appearance of, like, Rocket Racer, I just, like, that cover is, like, burnt into my head. Like, I know that one. And, you know, that happened to be in one of the boxes that my ex watched for Bonfire, so... And it's only... And, like, the first Madam Web or whatever. So those are, like... You're probably going to pay more for shipping than you will to actually get.
Right.
And so I've been holding off on... And the Batman ones as well. Like, I hold off on those because one day at a con, or one of the 3 days that I usually go to the con, I like to... long box dive or dumpster dive, you know,
right?
Because those aren't on the wall books. So
yeah.
And then, like, you know, the crazy ones, like Wildcat, like the first appearance of Wildcat, that one's like Dr. Fate, those are like 1930, so you might as well forget about that.
Yeah, if you want, next year in New York, or I guess this year in New York, I can pick up some of those old comics for you, because they had them. There were a couple vendors that had some of this stuff, and they were relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
It was like, I don't know, some of the old Green Lantern comics that they had.
Yeah.
It's like $24,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really cool to see them. Unfortunately, some of those books were inside, you know, like glass.
Yeah, display cases.
Display stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and one day, I think it was Saturday, Dennis and I... went around for like 2 hours, and we went to rifle through because he's looking for whatever Batman book that he has, like 14, but he can't find the rare one. I think it's the
detective. Batman. Oh yeah, no, I know which one you're talking about.
It's Jason Todd, right?
Yeah.
And it's the error one.
Yes.
Or one of the error, because there's like 6 different versions of it or whatever. But like we'd see like Amazing Fantasy 15, and like it was like CGC for 0.5 or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And then we'd see like, and they didn't even have like price tags on them. They just had like memo notes, and it said like 24, and then like a symbol after it. And we're like, $24. That's not bad. Not for Amazing Fantasy or whatever, but you know, for a different one. And then we saw that the little symbol wasn't a symbol at all. It was a lowercase K.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, don't touch that one. And then, you know, we saw all different... There's the first appearance of Batman. We saw like 3 or 4 of them. And it was a cool 500K.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny because my friend saw... I forget what comic it was. It was like an old Action Comics. It wasn't number one. Right. It was under 100. Okay. But I don't remember... specifically what it was, and my friend saw it and was like, whoa, check this cover out. And I'm looking, I was like, wow, that's awesome. You know, he goes, I wonder how much. You know, it wasn't CGC'd,
right?
It was just, you know, and it wasn't even like a display, you know, like, oh, you can walk by and look. It was in this guy vending had a glass shelf in front of the rest of his books, and he was standing there like, if you wanted to look at it and buy it, go ahead.
Right.
So we're like, oh, I wonder how much, you know, that could possibly be, because it was in pretty bad shape, but it was still like $30,000.
Yeah.
And we're just like, yeah, no, I'm not even going to ask you to take it out so I can look at it, because there's no way.
Yeah. Let me go to the ATM right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, it's cool that they bring stuff like that. I don't know how many people are actually would ever buy them there. But it's still really awesome to see, you know, those books in person.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that was the first time I saw Detective whatever, 27.
Mm.
Or, yeah, the first appearance of Batman or whatever. That's the first time I actually saw it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that one.
And, like, last weekend or C2E2 weekend, I saw, like, 6 of them. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
It's like when X-Men just started reprinting the old X-Men as new issue numbers. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. It's just a reprint.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I wasn't having any part of it, sir.
Yeah.
I didn't have gloves with me, so I wasn't even going to touch it.
No, the vendors have them there for you.
Yeah, well,
and they have those little shoe cover things that you're supposed to put over your shoes so you don't get dirt on them, like when you're walking.
Yeah, I was like not going to even look at it and get charged for looking at it.
Yeah,
yeah. Batman 200, I think, is like Neil Adams' first cover.
Okay,
and it was like I see him on eBay all the time, like between 200 and 400. In good condition, like not dog-eared or roughed up or whatever.
Hmm.
And like I saw, like, I don't know if it was because he was there or what, but there was like some that was like that had K's behind it, and I was like, are you kidding me? Kind of like, you know, Superman 75 polybagged for $40.
Yeah, there's actually a K next to that one. Yeah. 40K.
Yeah. That's the case, man.
I was promised. I was promised. Yeah, let me know who's selling that, because I'll sell them my copies. They can have more to sell. I'll give them a discounted rate.
It'd be like Pawn Stars. We can sell it for 40K, but we'll give you $5 for it.
Yeah. Give me 22 and you got a deal.
Oh. Was there any listener questions?
No, it was just us talking to each other.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I should probably start sending that out earlier than like the day we're going to record.
Oh, that's all right.
But I did want to mention in the new issue of Sideways.
Yes.
Issue possibly number 3. Number 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly my favorite comic book moment in ages.
All right.
Was I was really, really hoping that it happened, and it did, and I was very happy that it did. I laughed. What was the girl's name?
Can't be too famous of all time for you if you forget her name.
The bad guy that he was fighting.
Yeah.
Not Death Speed or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Killer Speed. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
When the two of them were fighting and he's like, oh, I got to get out of here. And he opens up the portal behind him.
Yeah.
When the cops are there and she's like holding him by the neck.
Yeah.
And then the portal closes. I was like, oh, man. That better cut off her hand or something like that, because there's no way if he closes a portal and then he looks to the side and her arm is severed next to him on the ground. Yeah. I was like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I was like, that's funny.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I was actually pleasantly shocked.
That the arm was there?
Yeah. I mean, I'm no sadist or whatever, but I mean, most of the time, I would say probably, 7 out of 10 times, 8 out of 10 times, when something like that happens, you're not going to see the arm there.
Yeah. And I mean, they didn't make it like too gory or anything. I mean, you know, like it looked like it was torn off, but that's about it. But if you think about it logistically, you know, like if you're going through a portal and the portal closes part way, I mean, you're not going to fully be through the portal, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It should just like slice you off like a laser cutting you.
Yeah. That's why, because when it wasn't, when her hand still wasn't around her neck,
mm-hmm.
around his neck, I mean,
yeah,
you know, I was like, oh, that stinks. It's not going to be there. And then he turned, I was like, yes, thank you. So, I don't know why I got a kick out of that.
So after 3 issues of it, and it being the Spider-Man analog-ish, are you still enjoying it?
Oh, yeah. I like the book a lot. And the way that it ended, too, with the internship or whatever he was going to get.
Yeah.
You know, now obviously there's someone, you know, the big evil, I guess, is going to be revealed.
Oh, I hope that's their name too.
The big evil. Yeah. You know, in that book, it wouldn't surprise me.
I know. Spoilers, prediction time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I enjoyed that one a lot.
Yeah.
I think I might try out Silencer, even though yeah.
So is this like trying out Silencer, like you're gonna read 52?
No, like 52 I will actually get to, but Silencer I might try it out because you know, you guys are talking about how good it is.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
And in fairness, the reason why I haven't kept reading 52 is because I still have like 130 like more recent comics to read.
Yeah, I get it. Maybe you should be like Rob Krieger and read them in alphabetical order.
I used to do that, but I have too many. So now it's I want to read it kind of now I turn more into Mike Myers where I'm a mood reader.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm in the mood for something.
No, you're
a
not.
Little dark.
Because you'd be in the mood to read 52 because it's awesome.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Because you'd be like, I'm not reading Silencer. I'm not reading Morning Glories. I'll read 52.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many good comics that I'm, like, recent comics that I'm behind on.
I know, I understand.
And did I tell you what I'm doing with Superman? I have not read the last maybe 4 or 5 issues of Superman, and I'm holding off, like the regular Superman.
Okay.
Action I've still read, so I can read whatever they do in Action 1000.
Okay.
But I've decided, because I don't know what's going to happen with the Superman books, mm-hmm. once the creative change happens, mm-hmm. I want to still have Superman that I really enjoy. So I'm holding off on reading it until then, so that when it gets like all lame, I can just be like, you know what? I'm going to go back and start at issue 40 because I haven't read any since then and still have some good Superman to read for a little bit.
So, okay, here's another rabbit hole.
Uh-oh.
You know, we both like wrestling and we both love comics.
I guess.
Don't toy with my emotion. No. But there is a parallel there, right? Because, I mean, one's just live action, basically. Every night, like, you have the good guys, bad guys, in between guys, blah blah blah. Okay, well, here after the biggest show of the year, which is WrestleMania for wrestling, right, and you have con season for comics, there's always like quote unquote superstar shakeup stuff, which is happening this week on wrestling. And then, like, now, just like you said, like, creators get shuffled around,
right?
So I mean, that was just like one parallel thing that got me thinking, like, it's not really that big of a stretch because both of them get looked down on as well. Like, if you're a wrestling fan, I mean, maybe not so much now or in the 90s, which is the same way with comics. Like,
right.
I didn't want to, like, put it on a billboard that I love comics and I have, like, 20 long boxes at home.
You keep getting more and more.
That I keep getting more long boxes of, yes. At sales. But, like, I mean, it's the same thing, right? I mean, now I'm old enough that I don't care.
Yeah.
I like comics, I love comics, whatever. But, like, and same with wrestling. But, like, back in the 90s, it was cool, both of them, to like both things. I mean, hell, even Walmart had wrestling shirts back then. Walmart has DC shirts now, or superhero shirts now.
Yeah.
But there was that time where it was like, oh, I'm not telling anybody I'm a wrestling fan or I'm a comic. So what I'm saying is we're the hipsters that likes both.
Okay.
No, I just think there's more of a parallel there. And it could be for, like, any fandom, really.
Right.
Like Star Wars fans or Star Trek fans. Because if you like one more so than not, then you're going to like something else that's pretty close.
Yeah, or you're going to hate everything that's pretty close. Yeah. Without actually experiencing it for yourself.
Yes. And then you can instantaneously tweet about it.
Yeah.
Or, my favorite thing, you start an online petition to get it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I started an online petition to stop this conversation.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I was the only signee, so.
Well, there's an online petition to stop this podcast.
Nice.
And there's also another one to give us a grabby.
I'm all for everything. We can stop it when we get a grabby.
Yep. We can go out on top.
Yeah.
Or bottom, whichever position you prefer. Because it's a grabby, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think Nick and Martin actually need to do the grabby awards.
I think so, too. I mean, they're the Starship podcast, so they need to have an awards show once a year.
Yeah. Be so amazing.
and just have ridiculous awards. Where did we go?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Okay, well, speaking of no idea what we're talking about, let's talk about the other comic book that we read.
Which, Immortal Men?
Yes.
Okay. What'd you think?
I didn't hate it.
See, I think I'm the opposite of you. I don't think I liked it.
Okay.
You know, like, I have mixed feelings about the book.
I think
so far, it's my least favorite of the New Age of Heroes books.
Yes.
I mean, like, far and away my least favorite. And that's why I was thinking I'll read Silencer just to try it out, because I don't think, even if the art is atrocious, I don't think that it'll be as bad as this one.
For art-wise, or just period?
No, period.
Okay.
Like, I thought the art in this one was, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know where this book lost me? I think it was the first page, like the first panel, where they said the kid's name was Caden, and I was like, nope, I'm out.
Did Caden bully you when you were little, or what?
I don't know why. I hate that name. I have no, there is no rational reason for it, other than you have the name Jason, and then Jason's not cool, so then you just have to, oh, let's make it a Y, so we'll make it Jaden. And then it's like a billion Jadens, and they're like, well, Jadens, there's too many of those now, so we got to change this a little bit. Oh, I'll name a person Caden, and I'm just like, oh my God, are you kidding me?
There you go.
There are legit like 6 Cadens in my children's school, and I want to slap all of them.
Well,
you hear that?
Like, it's their parents.
Uncle Aaron wants you.
Yeah, it's what I just I just named his son.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah.
I never knew that, but okay. Oh my God. So
it's totally irrational. I fully admit this. But
I mean, it's like my ex-wife's name's Crystal, so like I hate that name by association, but like if I'm reading a comic, it's not like I hope that bitch dies. I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, no.
Huh. So
yeah. So like already after the first panel, I'm like hate reading this book. Because I'm just like, and every time they mention his name, I'm getting more and more angry.
Wait a minute. I got to go back to this. So, like, there's, like, 8 Cadens in your son's school.
There's a bunch of them.
So, like, when you go to, like, the school carnival, do you, like,
cross-check
them into the lockers or whatever?
I want to grab their parents by the face and just yell at them.
Oh, my God. What a bully.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and the winner of this cakewalk is Caden. And you, like, take the cake and smash it in the little kid's face.
Oh, jeez. Don't even get me started.
All right.
That, or like, spelling real names. Like, oh, my goodness. My wife's cousin named her son Jacob. I'm like, okay, that's a good name. And then you see she spelled the kid's name J-A-Y-K-U-B. And it's to the point where we're not sure if she's illiterate or if, like, legitimately that's how she thinks the name is spelled or what it is.
So is it like Adam or A-T-O-M exclamation point?
But that I can deal with because that's like a fun, you know, he's Adam, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. I can't explain it.
Huh.
Right. Yeah.
Well, do you want to hear why I didn't really enjoy it that much?
Sure.
And it wasn't because anybody's name that was in the book. Probably because I'm not really sure. I haven't read 5 or 6 of Metal.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
like,
this one tied the most into it, I think.
Yeah. And so the characters I'm not really invested in, I guess. Plus,
okay.
I don't know what the wrap-up is with Metal.
Okay.
So I'm already lost, which is fine. I mean, because I've read other things where I don't know what's going on. That's the fun of it.
Right.
But, like, with this one, is like, I'm lost and I don't know what's going on, but yet I don't care.
Mm.
Because the kid's name. No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it was okay enough. Like, I'd give it, like, a 3 or whatever, but it definitely didn't, like, hook me like the other previous hero books did, or new age heroes did.
Yeah, this one, like you said, out of all of them, I think because it ties the most into the whole Dark Universe stuff, at least immediately. It was a much heavier read in a way. Like, it, you know, Sideways is fun. It's a quick read. You know, Damage is a quick read. It's like a lot of crazy action. You know, the Terrifics, it, you know, I mean, Lemire gets a little more into stuff, but it's still, I don't know, maybe because I like his style more. Curse of Brimstone was kind of cool. But like this one, I don't know why. It's just so, you know, history based of this whole thing with the immortal men and these people fighting and I have to kill my brother or whatever. I'm just like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
And the kid's name is freaking Caden.
Like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, like by the end of the book, I was like, wow, I am probably going to wait like 2 or 3 more issues to come out before I even try and read any more of this.
Yeah, see, that's the, yeah. Like, I'm not going to drop it yet.
No, I'll give it the first, you know, probably 4 issue arc.
Right. But it's definitely not going to go like, like with Sideways or Silencer or Damage even.
Like, yeah.
I read it pretty quick.
Yeah, like, you know, I guess Sideways came out last week also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like Wednesday last week, I read Sideways. Wednesday last week, I read Immortal Men. And I'll tell you, 3 weeks from now, when Immortal Men comes out again, I will not be reading Immortal Men. You know? And, I mean, the art in the book, and this is the thing that killed me. You know, like, Jim Lee is a very regarded artist. You know, I mean, he was, like, huge. Like, I mean, he was one of the 5, like, big superstar 90s artists.
Right.
So, like, when he draws stuff, his name still sucks people in. But there were a couple pages in this. I mean, did some of the character design, did it not look like he was literally just redrawing some of his old 90s comics?
Very much so.
You know, like the style that I used to really love. And I mean, if I go back and read stuff that he did back then, you know, I still enjoy it. But like new stuff now, I don't know. I'm not as into his style, I guess.
Yeah. It's kind of like with your buddy JRJR on certain things.
Huh.
I mean, because like his old stuff was pretty great. See how I stuttered?
Yeah.
Seriously. And like I love his stuff on Silencer and like Kick-Ass.
Right.
But, like his Suicide Squad stuff or his All-Star Batman stuff, it just tears me up. It hurt. I have to take out my contacts. Put my glasses on. But yeah, I'm with you on that. There's another thing that came out today that's breaking news to us today, but won't be breaking news when this drops. Our favorite DC title.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Should we tell people what our favorite title is?
Well, I mean, we're like 173 episodes in. I'm pretty sure we said it by now.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Well, okay.
So, yeah. Cyborg.
I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting. Booyah! Injustice. Because some people might have guessed.
Yeah.
But Injustice is going to cross over with a 6-issue mini with He-Man.
Oh, yeah.
With Tim Seeley writing.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out.
I'm more excited than I should be about this. Because, like, conceptually, it makes no effing sense whatsoever.
No. And timeline-wise, it doesn't make sense either, because this kind of, like, where they are in Injustice 2.
Right now, right.
You know, Superman's not in charge as, like, the big bad guy like he was in the first one.
Right.
Well, and this one goes back.
Especially, like, right now, because right now we're doing Hal and the Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Which this last issue was amazing when Hal.
Oh, I'm a couple behind. So, yeah, no, this is one that I like to let it build maybe like 4 or 5 weeks
because it's such a quick read.
Oh yeah, it's super fast, and I really enjoy it. And I find reading it in like large chunks makes it way more enjoyable for me.
Yeah, like okay. You know?
Don't get me wrong. I would read an issue every time it comes out, but you know, do I want 5-6 minutes of, you know, a fun comic, or, you know, like, do I want to sit and watch, you know, binge watch, you know, a bunch of episodes of this together?
Right. Yeah. No, I'm with you. Just remember the trial of Hal Jordan is my favorite issue of this, of Injustice 2.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the new one comes out tomorrow. Let's see, as of release, 2 days ago.
Yeah, right.
So by the time this episode comes out, I will have caught up.
Okay.
Because I think I'm four behind, and usually I'll go like between four and six, so I'll make sure to read it.
Well, write it on a post-it note, talk about it next episode, and make sure that Gary doesn't run off with the post-it note. But yes, so Injustice versus He-Man.
Yeah.
I've been salivating for an actual awesome He-Man comic for a while now. Like, when they started doing, I know it's Mattel that has the license, but like when they started redoing the Hanna-Barbera stuff and they were so good, like that got my hopes up to like,
well, did IDW put out a He-Man book?
Yeah, they did.
Like semi-recently?
Yeah, and I repeat, I've been salivating for an awesome He-Man comic book. So, like, even like the cover of the art that they showed of this one, holy hell, dude!
Wasn't a He-Man crossover like a year or so ago? I don't remember now.
There might have been, but the art might not have, like, it might have took me out of it.
Yeah, like, I think I can't remember right now. But I want to say I read a crossover with He-Man, maybe in the Justice League, because now I don't remember.
Yeah, you're probably right. It was probably something like that.
Hmm.
But yeah, so basically Skeletor takes over Eternia.
Yeah.
In this Injustice type He-Man world. And somehow Batman and the good guys from Injustice get thrown into Eternia and help He-Man free them again, but then like some people are happy that they're free and some people aren't, I guess.
Yeah.
And then so to repay the favor, then He-Man and Man-at-Arms and Teela, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and it also looks like Orko.
Yeah.
Because you can't have He-Man without Orko.
Yeah. But I mean, oh yeah, we can go down that rabbit hole. But so yeah, and they go back to the Injustice world to take down Superman. So yeah, just an Injustice version of He-Man.
Yeah,
or more of a pseudo realism ish drawn He-Man. Yeah, yes, please.
Yeah, I'm totally in.
Yeah,
when it was so funny, like before. I saw the article, and I like copied the link, and I hop onto Discord to send you the link, and I see you just like literally a minute before sent me, check this out. Yeah. I was like, oh, you beat me to it.
Yeah. Oh, I think I said like F yeah and like 8 exclamation points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I cannot wait. And like I said, before, Injustice has no reason being as good as it is. It's a spin-off comic from a video game. And it's like, I don't know why. Like, it doesn't seem like they really care. It's just like, here's this book. We're going to put it out weekly. And it's now basically in its like 7th year of existence.
Yeah.
It's just so goddamn fun.
Yeah. I think it's the Elseworlds part of it.
Yeah.
That intrigues the hell out of me. Like, they can do things with this that regular continuity can't. Or, yeah, you know, this person can be this way over here.
Yeah, and they also bring out a bunch of characters.
Yeah.
Like, there was the one, I don't remember what year, might have been the 4th year of Injustice, when it was all, like, the Mystic stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, Detective Chimp was, like, a main character for a while.
Yes.
And you're just like, oh, this is great. And there was this scene with Batman and Detective Chimp like sitting in the backseat of a taxi together.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Like, yeah. I just wish that they would come out like in print.
Yeah.
Like for a trade or a hardcover or something.
They do eventually.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, here's the rabbit hole. How did I not know this?
I don't know. Personally, I have never seen hardcover versions,
but they have trades.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they put out print collections, because if you look at like upcoming releases, I mean, they're way behind the digital.
Yeah,
But they do come out eventually, I think.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, and this is like where Martin misses out because he doesn't do weekly comics. Just like 52.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I love that. But seriously, if they were to put out like hardcover, you know, one collection, year two. Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's what, like 50-something issues?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'd have to...
But they're only like 8 pages, though.
No, they're not. They're like a full 20 pages.
Are they?
Yeah. The reason why it seems so short is because the books, they're sideways.
Yeah.
You know, digitally.
Yeah.
And it's only like 2 or 3 panels a page.
Okay. Okay.
You know, like very rarely is it, you know, like a big...
Normal
6-7 panel.
So
you know,
then that brings me to ask then, like, when they do it in print, is it sideways?
That would be my guess.
Huh.
You know, or everything's a double page spread. I don't know. But I mean, seriously, if you were to do a hardcover, you can put like 4 pages on 2 pages, you know?
Yeah, right.
And give it to me like that and save on the page count there. But man, I would buy the hell out of those.
Yeah, yeah. Which, tune in next week and I'll tell you if I did.
I guarantee you that you're buying them right now. I hear the eBay clicking right now.
Yeah, the clickety clock.
Yeah, when you're looking, let me know if hardcovers exist.
Okay, I will.
If they do, I'll be right there with you. Yeah, remember how I said I don't go on eBay? Well,
yeah.
$900 later, I now have all of these new hardcovers.
I have volume 1 through 40.
Yeah.
And it's only 5 years.
That's so good.
And, okay, since we're still on the subject,
okay,
we're going to have to go here in a minute because I'm going to have to look this up. But 1 year was, like, all Harley.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't...
You know what?
It wasn't my favorite season, don't get me wrong, but it's not
I hate Red that season.
Was there a Caden in it?
No. But, okay. For some reason, I couldn't get into it like I did the rest of them.
Really?
You know, and I mean, it was the best Harley.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like the totally ludicrous Harley that just annoys me.
Yeah.
But I still, I just couldn't get into it. I mean, that one, it was basically the retelling of the first year from her point, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was the one that came out just before the Injustice 2.
Correct, yeah.
So I guess it was the 6th season.
Yeah.
Of the series?
5.5 or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I forget what it was called. Yeah, it was it just called like Injustice Ground Zero or something? No, I don't remember. God, why don't you know these things?
Because I don't prep for this stuff. I mean, we're like 365 episodes in, you know, that I don't prep. So,
yes.
Do you have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so. I don't really have anything to talk about in the first place.
Well, I'm glad I entertained us.
Yeah, no, I think I'm good. Oh, the other thing, it was just called He-Man, or no, what was it called? It was called DC Universe versus Masters of the Universe. And it was, I guess it's, at this point, it's like 6 years ago.
Oh.
5 or 6 years ago.
Well, I can't remember last week, so that's why I didn't remember that.
Yeah, basically they end up on Earth, He-Man and Skeletor and all them, and like the Justice League basically finds them.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have to send us back. And Skeletor, of course, teams up with the bad guys and they send it back to Eternia.
Yeah, I remember that now. So initial statement.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I'm salivating for an awesome He-Man comic.
Yeah, it was not great, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah, I remember it being okay. Like, it quenched the thirst.
Yeah. I don't remember if that was a weekly. I mean, it was only like 6 issues, maybe 4 or 6 issues. So, but yeah. Yeah. No, this new Injustice is going to be good.
Yeah.
We're going to, when I finish catching up, we're going to have like a whole Injustice talk because my God, I love the hell out of that series.
Yeah. And if you're not reading it, you should be reading it.
Yeah.
And just because, it's 6 seasons in and there's like 24 or 36 issues.
No, it's like 48 issues a year.
Shh. Play along.
12 issues.
But one issue you read in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a reread of it. It was during
While you're supposed to be rereading 52?
No. I think it was after the third year came out.
Okay.
And they were like, we don't know if it's going to come back for another, you know, like they were kind of on the fence, but then they're like, yeah, we're going to do a fourth one.
Yeah.
I was like, heck yeah. And I reread 1 through 3. And I mean, it was literally like a weekend.
So the next issue is going to have Caden in it. So then you'll be like, motherfucker, no. And then you'll have to go to eBay and buy a new iPad Air because you slammed yours down.
No, I don't have an iPad.
I know.
It turns out that Kal-El and Kryptonian actually translate to Caden.
Caden, Cadmus.
Yeah. No, do I have to hate Cadmus now?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, no. Great, you just ruined comics for me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you got anything else?
I don't. Good? Oh, wait, I do.
Oh.
I saw a couple of stills from the new Young Justice.
Oh, the Titans?
Yeah, season 3.
Young Justice.
Yeah, Young Justice.
Oh, crap, I didn't see those.
I'll link it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I thought you were talking about the live-action Titans.
Oh, no, well, I saw those too.
Yeah, that's. I thought that's where you were going.
No, I'm trying to stay positive on this one. And so the one that I'm most awesome about is actual Young Justice.
Yeah.
So
Did they say where that's airing first? Is that their new streaming service?
Yeah, they're going to air it on their streaming service.
Man, why do I have to pay for so many different streaming services? Just put it all on one.
Yeah, because you're going to have to get YouTube Red.
I know, for Karate Kid, right?
Well, you're going to have to. I'm not.
Yeah.
It doesn't look awesome to me.
Because you are so wrong.
And that was like one of my favorite things as a kid, too. But
no, it looks so good. I don't care what you say. That is going to be the best show of the year.
Yeah, they're going to be... You're going to have Daniel and Johnny, and they're going to be like in a heated, like Bobby Knight yelling, screaming match. And then you're going to have a little kid with a little drum thing going, or whatever. And
don't care about the kids.
And his name's going to be not Kate, but
I don't care. Johnny is back. That's all that matters.
All right. Wrap this up.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to this week's episode. If you would like to get in touch with me directly, you can get in touch with me at Aaron Esbell on Twitter.
And I am at Rombar316.
The show is at DC_absolute. And don't forget to leave iTunes reviews.
We only have 2.
We need iTunes reviews, people, because if we don't get those, I don't know what happens. I can't be responsible for what happens.
We only have 2. This is bullcrap.
Yeah.
And one of them's you.
Yeah, you didn't even leave one. What the hell, man?
You're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm like on the show. I don't listen to myself.
Yeah, I don't listen to it either, but I put one on there, so we had one, and then somebody else did. So, good stuff. Anyway, thank you for listening. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
No, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Totally confused. Shut up. I hate you. Forget it. Podcast over. Shut up. You're not my real dad. Yo.
Buttercup. It feels so weird recording tonight.
Why?
Because we usually do it on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Man, last night I was so freaking beat after dinner.
No, I get it. I was just... I'm starting to echo. I can hear myself echo.
I don't hear it.
Blah. No, I get it. I was wore out too, but it's like, well, actually, because the girls were gone all day and I didn't really do anything. Not get off the couch, and it felt good.
Yeah, that was my plan, but I wasn't able to. That's my goal for Wednesday. Yeah, it's funny. Like every single time my wife and I go out to that restaurant for dinner, it pours. And it's like it's a little under an hour to get there in good conditions. And it's just like it was perfect. We as we're going down there, it's like beautiful blue skies. And the restaurant's got a nice view of the city because it's like right on the river on the Jersey side. So we're like, oh, this is perfect. And we go, you know, we valet the car. We go inside, get a seat. You know, we're looking at the city. We're like, wow, this is a great view. Normally it's dark and fucking miserable outside. We order. We got like soup and we look outside and you can barely see anything anymore because the fog has rolled in. Oh, and we're like, oh, interesting. And then you see like the outside seating area. I mean, there are no tables out there because it's still wintertime, I guess. But it's like just soaked. And I was like, oh, God damn it. And then when we drove home, it took like an hour and 20 minutes because it's just fucking pouring the entire time.
Is that the place with the $60 apple teenies?
Yeah. Yeah. Instead, it was $14 glasses of wine. Oh, this Jesus. Time. Yeah. Yeah. As we were leaving, though, we're waiting for the valet guy to bring up our car. This freaking totally souped up Jeep, like completely ridiculous. It was silver, but it looked kind of metallic. This woman got out. It's like even my wife was like, it was like a smoking hot black woman. Like, I mean, dressed to the nines. And I mean, it's a nice restaurant. So, you know, most people still dress up.
Right.
And I mean, she's standing there and the guy gets out of the car. He walks around. The dude looked like, I don't know who he was, but either he was a pimp or he's a rapper or something.
Yeah, like racist.
He was dressed like Dave Chappelle on the Chappelle Show, like those guys when they do the pimp awards. He had the big hat and the coat. His license plate, they had New York plates. His license plate was Bigfoot.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that he had dice in the mirror and his license plate said fresh.
No, he had a sticker on the side of the car that said, I love guns, titties, and Jeeps.
What?
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
So I like honestly I have no idea who the guy is, what he does, but I mean,
welcome to the after credits.
Yeah, seriously. I've never seen a car that ridiculously like done up.
Okay. So you're in Jersey.
Yes.
And this Jeep is done up to the nines, right?
Yeah.
So does it have a brush guard on it?
What I know dick about cars.
Like the big frame, like in the front, so nothing hits the grill and stuff.
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
But the spare tire for the thing was like centered on the back window, like legitimately on the window, not lower. So I don't know.
I don't know how you see.
Yeah, I got no idea. It was totally ridiculous. And if they weren't literally standing next to me, I would have taken out my phone and just started taking pictures of the car to show you guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
See, I thought I had ridiculous stories, but nope.
Yeah, when you live over here, you got some crazy. Oh,
I didn't get to tell you our ridiculous story from C2E2, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so Thursday night, it was just Justin, Dennis, me, my friend Donnie that went with me.
Okay.
And Jim. Okay?
Okay.
So Dewan wasn't there yet. Jay wasn't there yet. And Nick was still working there at home. Or he wasn't hanging out with us because it was Thursday night. So we go eat at this... the place, the Scout, which is where we took our group picture at because we ate there again Friday night.
Okay.
So then we were like, oh, well, it's only like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Let's hit up a bar or something on the way back to the hotel because, you know, it's two city blocks or whatever. So we're like, all right, Justin's outside smoking a cigarette. And so I'm standing there talking to him. And we see this guy come up to us. And he's like, he could be a linebacker for the Patriots, dude. He's that big, right? But he leans in and... like, before he gets there, Justin and I are like, oh, fuck, here we go. He's going to ask us for money or a cigarette or something. Well, he leans in, and that's when Justin and I noticed that his eyes are like crazy eyes, like Steve Buscemi's from Mr. Deeds.
Okay.
And he's leaning in the middle of Justin and I, but each eye's looking at both of us.
Right.
And so that's like the first freak out kind of thing, right? And so he leans in and he says, "Hey, watch out for this guy." And we don't know if he's talking about Justin, if he's talking about me, because his eyes are fucking crazy. Well, then he does the head nod, like, towards my way, right? And he was like, "You gotta watch your buddy tonight, because I don't know if you guys know it, but I don't know if you guys are from around here or not, but the pussy's out of season. It's spoiled." And we started laughing. We were like, "What the fuck? He just walked up to somebody?"
Well, that explains the comments back and forth between some of you guys. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah. So, like, that became the running joke of the weekend, because, like, he didn't even ask for a cigarette or money or anything.
Just came over to make random comments.
Yeah. And you could tell that he was, like, a streetwalker, like, homeless or whatever. But And then Justin was like, "All right, I'll watch out for him tonight." And then, like, we gave each other a look, and we're like, "Okay, we're going inside now." And then he was like, "Yep, watch out, because it's goddamn out of season this time of year."
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Because we were totally waiting for to bum a cigarette, or, "Hey, you got a couple dollars."
Yeah.
Or, you know, something. Because it happens, like, every year, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it happened at least twice last year to Martin and I, and then in the con, like, this dude started, I don't know if you guys have it in New York at NYCC or not, but, like, there's this guy, and he's, like, a Indonesian guy, right?
Okay.
And he has, like, a European handbag, which so do I, right? Or, as my kids call it, it's a Mersh.
Man purse? Yeah.
Well, he's like, "Hey, buddy, welcome to the con. You having fun?" And then he, like, gives me a fist bump, and I'm like, so I'm waiting for Tom Seeley and also Nick, because Nick just got out of a panel.
Okay.
So, and then I was like, "Yep, I'm having fun." And I'm, like, 5 feet away from Tim Seeley's table, right? And he was like, "Okay, well, I got something for you." And he pulls out from his thing, he pulls out, like, this 900-page book and hands it to me. And then he just starts talking gibberish that I don't understand. And, like, 100 miles an hour. And then he's like, "Okay." And then he just keeps handing me these books and books and books and books. And they're, like, on meditation and on light and life enlightenment and stuff. And then he was like, "Oh, for a small donation of $300. And I'm like, "What the hell?"
So basically what you're telling me is you look like a sucker because people keep taking stuff from you or trying to get you to buy stuff?
I guess. Or, you know, out of all the Nerdy Legion group guys that were there, he picks the asshole-ish one out of all of us to tell us that we need meditation and enlightenment in my life.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people like that around in New York, but I've never had that experience.
Yeah. Apparently he got Jay, too, because he told Jay that he had a nice hat. That was the icebreaker for Jay.
Yeah, the only person that, like, comments on my clothes is usually Matt Kent when I have, like, one of his comic shirts on.
Yeah.
"Hey, nice shirt."
300-400 times?
Yeah. I mean, literally passing every 5 minutes in hallways.
Yeah. I saw some of the sketches that Matt did from Dink in the Valiant Fans group.
Oh, yeah.
Holy hell, those are amazing.
Yeah, he posted, like, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah,
there are a couple I really liked, but I was like, this is why I need him to come back to New York. Yeah. or why I need to get somewhere that he is.
Yeah, C2E2, maybe.
Yeah, that's my plan.
Or Heroes, or somewhere.
Which Heroes is the one in...
South Carolina.
Yeah. Hmm.
Or that's Baltimore, a possibility. I guess.
Yeah, Baltimore's one that I want to try and get to. Yeah. That one's... I mean, it's like 3.5 hours, but... Yeah. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's 3.5 hours is doable.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Thursday night. I can drive 3 hours after work and go down and drive back Sunday.
Yeah, right. And then it'd be Nerdy Legion versus the Taylor Network, because Daryl and Chris.
Oh, yeah, they all go down there.
Yeah, because Daryl and Chris, and I think even Mike flies in for that one.
I know he